Meanwhile, a gender activist, Nana Oyelita, has described as positive the selection of former Director General of GBC, Eva Loku, to partner the flag bearer of the PPP in the country's in this year's elections as a democratic process. He told Radio Ghana that effective participation of women in politics will go a long way to deepen the country's democracy.
I'm very, very happy that a female candidate has been selected, and an excellent candidate at that. The former Director General of the GBC is the one who has been selected, Miss Eva Loku. And from her CV and the past experience, I can see that she's a very able candidate. Moving beyond the candidates, I'll say that it is very positive for us because we have been fighting for more positions for women in public office. And a vice presidential candidate is a high political office. So it goes to add value, and we would support every woman who stands either as a parliamentary candidate, as a flag bearer, or as a vice presidential candidate.
Is somebody who has not been known in their political circles. Do you think he will be able to stand the heat of the barrage of attacks from men on women who happens to come out to declare themselves as politicians?
I believe that is one challenge that we need to confront, and I think that is something that has been said about our political system that is masculine in appearance because of the hot contest, because of the competition and the words that are traded, and that traditionally and socially, women do not want their name and reputation to be dragged in the mud. And we have seen several examples. Mrs. Betty Modibrisu has suffered this fate, and Aja Halima also suffered this fate. But I think we, as women, to stand the heat. If we want to be counted and we want to participate in politics at the highest level, then this is a challenge that we need to confront.
A gender activist, Nana Oyelita, in that interview with Yahya Kwamua.